Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not an apostle from men, nor by human agency, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, so that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am amazed that you are turning away so quickly from him who called you by the grace of Christ. I am amazed that you are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some men who cause you trouble and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel other than the one we proclaim to you, let him be cursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if someone proclaims to you a gospel other than the one you received, let him be cursed. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Am I seeking to please men? If I am still trying to please men, I am not a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I proclaimed is not man's gospel. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Instead, it was by revelation of Jesus Christ to me. You have heard about my former life in Judaism, how I was persecuting the church of God beyond measure, and that I was trying to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of those who were my own age, from out of my own people. That is how extremely zealous I was for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who had set me apart from my mother's womb, and who called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood. I did not go up to Jerusalem to those who had become apostles before me. Instead, I went to Arabia, and then returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get to know Cephas, and I stayed with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I write to you, I assure you before God that I am not lying. Then I went to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was still not known by face to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard it being said, the man who once persecuted us is now proclaiming as good news the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me.